The next item on the agenda is Senate Bill 33 to revise the state trunk highway system. And I might add that Representative Flowers is a good guy.
Thank you.
Sometimes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, that's a personal opinion.
Can we vote on that?
We will not vote on that. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I don't have a badge, but I'm here to testify in favor of this bill. Leon Schockenmeyer, Director of Planning and Engineering for the Department of Transportation and PIER. I'd like to talk to you in favor of Senate Bill 33. Most of you are aware that we come to this body once each legislative session to take care of legislation needed to modify the state highway system. This year's bill contains two different modifications to the state highway system, and you can see there on your accompanying map, one of them is in US 281 there in Aberdeen, and one of them is South Dakota 19 in Vermilion. The first one, US 281, is a relocation process whereby we've negotiated and signed an agreement with the City of Aberdeen to take over that red segment in the lower left-hand corner of your map of US 281. That's the north-south piece and the northwest to southeast segment diagonal. In exchange for that, we are doing some things for the City of Aberdeen, including improving that existing route, and we've also constructed a new bypass route for US 281 in the blue dots there, and that will be open here this spring sometime. You recall that in order to accomplish a road swap, we have to have a written agreement with the unit of local government. That written agreement is in place, has been assigned, has been approved by all parties, and we would expect that the exchange of this route would take place here within the next year. The second item in the lower right-hand corner of your map is actually an addition to the state highway system, does not include any sort of an exchange. This was the addition of the extension of South Dakota 19 to access the location of the New Vermilion Bridge. So this is actually an addition to the state highway system. We request your concurrence of these two changes in statute for our state highway system.
Representative Cornell,
clarify. You said that you're taking over in the case of 281. You're taking over the red. You mean the blue, don't you?
We are constructing
the blue.
It will be open here this year, and the city will be taking over the north-south piece and the diagonal piece. The reason I might also add the horizontal piece of 281 in red there, that is actually US 12 and 281. Following the successful passage of this legislation, the 281 route number will be dropped, and that'll simply be US 12.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Are there other proponents of Senate Bill 33? Other proponents of Senate Bill 33? Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 33? Questions from the committee of the proponents. Representative Elliott.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Leon, could I address a question to you? Thank you for coming. This question comes from the City Commission of Aberdeen. Okay. So it's not necessarily my question, but I get to be the boy that asks it. Okay. Currently, there is an overpass over the railroad trestle, over the railroad tracks, which goes through Aberdeen. The railroad overpass has been object of maintenance for several years. Now, the new route, which is in the blue over here, is going to be constructing a new overpass, and which is actually in the process of being done right now. What's going to happen to the old overpass once it's no longer part of the state trunk system?
The agreement that we have with the City of Aberdeen, Representative Elliott, is to replace that old overhead in 2003. And in addition to that, we're going to be completely reconstructing the highway both north and south of the overpass prior to its exchange to the City of Aberdeen.
Did you have a follow-up? Representative Elliott?
Yes, please. Actually, I already knew the answer to both questions, but the City Commission insisted that I make sure I ask the question so it's on record. Thank you, sir.
Representative Hennies, did you have a question?
No, that answered my question.
Representative Gordon Peterson?
Mr. Chairman, I want to know what priority is going from 19 from Highway 50 down the river. Where is that on the five-year plan?
That is already constructed and open. It was open last fall, Representative Peterson, at the same time that the bridge was opened. So it is constructed.
Are you asking us to authorize it, and it's already been done?
That is correct.
And it's a bridge coming to Rhodes from Highway 50 to Timmy Johnson Bridge from Vermillion to nowhere. Nobody knows where that damn bridge is.
That's yes. That was a part of the Vermillion Bridge project that's been in the statewide construction plan. Yes.
Question, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Flowers.
Yeah, and where, after you cross the bridge there, that does that go down to, is that Highway 12 down in
that
Nebraska?
That is correct.
So it does go someplace, in other yes. words. Thank you.
Yeah, it goes both ways. That's the bridge when I was on the Transportation Commission I said I'd vote for if they would charge a toll. And I remember the people from Nebraska said, oh, you can't do that. There's no way we could afford the toll. I said, that's
well, that's the question.
But it sure is a nice bridge and a nice road leading to it. Hearing no further questions from the committee of the proponents, we will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 3233 for the committee discussion and or action. Representative Colnold.
Move to pass.
A do pass by Representative Colnold, seconded by Representative Jim Peterson. Discussion on the motion, hearing none. The secretary will call the roll. All in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Abdullah?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Flowers?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye.
Koistinen?
Aye.
Knold?
Aye.
Koistra?
Aye.
Jim Peterson?
Aye.
Tupo?
I suppose.
Van Norman? Gordon Peterson?
No.
Broderick?
Aye. Well, it won't go on consent. But thank you. It does go to the floor with a vote of 11-1.